Today, New Zealand household finances under the microscope. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian and New Zealand perspective. Well, New Zealand household finances are being impacted by the change in interest rates and falls in property prices as inflation continues to bite. The trouble is, though, these aggregate numbers do not tell the true story, because whilst we don't run our surveys in New Zealand, we think the power with Australia would tell us the rule of third applies. One third of households are under severe financial pressure. One third have no issues at all and are enjoying strong income growth and buffers. And one third is in between, but slipping towards pressure as interest rates continue to rise, putting upward pressure on mortgage repayments and rents, and of course downward pressure on home prices and savings. But Stats New Zealand said that the net worth of New Zealand households fell $88.9 billion. That's down 3.7% during the June quarter 2022. The June 22 quarter decline was more than twice the $40.1 billion that was reported in the March quarter. The two consecutive declines of household net worth followed 10 consecutive quarters of gains. Household net worth dropped $129 billion or 5.2% during the first half of 2022 as property values and share markets fell, they said. The falls reversed some of the gains made during 2021 when household net worth increased $427.6 billion. Despite the last two quarters' falls, household net worth is $2,347 billion. That was still higher than the level at December 2020 of $2,048 billion. Over half of the $88.9 billion fall in households' net worth in the June quarter was driven by falling property values for owner-occupied property. That was down $48.4 billion or 3.7%. And household financial assets fell $37.5 billion or 2.7% during the June quarter. Those assets include ownership of shares, rental properties, investment funds, and pension schemes, including KiwiSaver and deposits. Falls in the New Zealand Stock Exchange and falling land values contributed to the decline. But meanwhile, households continue to increase the level of their currency and deposits, up $3.2 billion or 1.4% during the June quarter. On the other hand, they reported that the household savings grew as households spent less. Household savings increased to $2.1 billion in the June quarter after dropping to $230 million in the first quarter of 2022, Stats New Zealand also said. New Zealand households spent less in the June 2022 quarter, while also experiencing steady income growth. The decrease in household spending partially reflected reduced purchases of durable goods, such as second-hand cars and electronics, they said. In the June quarter, household income grew 1.6% to $54.9 billion. Wages and salary increases were the largest factor contributing to income growth. However, increased government assistance, such as benefits and tax credits, and income of self-employed business owners and partnerships also contributed. Household savings is the difference between income and spending, and household savings fluctuated in recent quarters as a result of the economic volatility. In a period affected by COVID-19 disruptions, international supply chain pressures, and other factors, while household incomes have remained relatively steady, household expenditure has moved up and down as consumption behavior has changed in response to rapidly changing economic conditions, resulting in larger movements in household savings in recent quarters. But as I said at the start, the problem here is this is all aggregated data. It doesn't really tell you much at all. And the trend, of course, will be exacerbated as property prices continue to fall, as we reported recently. And further falls on stock markets, too, will probably erode the wealth of many people. On the other side, of course, the question is, if unemployment stays really low and wages growth continues to rise, some households will be fine. This is the dilemma that central banks, of course, around the world face, with significant headwinds in both directions as they try to battle with inflation. And the bottom line is probably this: unless you can get unemployment to go higher and wages growth to go lower, inflation is going to stay as a significant factor in the decision framework that central banks use. And the result of all that will be further reductions in overall asset values for many households. Net worth will be reduced. And then the question is, as net worth is reduced, what's the impact of that on household savings and also, very importantly, their spending profiles? But again, I'd underscore the point. Not all households have pressure on spending at the moment. They can still spend. That's why retail sales are still quite strong. And this shows you the dilemma. Some households are being crushed. Others are doing just fine. That, of course, is the problem. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.